Ja, Juan Kuhnen pikku pistaa niin luku. Me pistää meni tänä tavani pikaftoka 1971. Maana kehka Juan Kuhnen liilehtuussa pihtikunna, laluramkut liilehtuussiitkunna, Juan Kuhnen tunnikkaa niin luku. Tawanginaqsanwa qamakhluni tawantin maanrilnguq Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act Stark atiraqkhangit amaska nikakhtikit akulangaqun nunam taslu yuwatlu Dana suaskornqaq Ашка утлхгаагхам та хонгуун намаска туунхгаат каюутэрсаахангуунаан акмаг Сангваа камахлуку ашгэртикарпут Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act мэн таавангинак таймтейбл лэгэлүни амаска тавани фокен ингаавэк тавани тавани тайм ми камахлуку апэгэрнэрсаркаарс Сумхтаасхан илган таанан уу self-determination гонгэдэг. Self-determination амаскапин уу фонгуунхан лиги кэстлэг илламнун акум кухмэйн. Ангсам пиак мэнэн гонгэдэг. Self-determination, Hongkong League, Slakakam Kokmenun, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and Biakmini with 20 years, Nehaf Tokdana, Kayukhlak 20 years, me Dam Kingung in 1991, Eskrayaka Kamakhlukutamana, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, Akakosa, Amaska Government, Puyuyak Corporation in Itkaf Tok 3 years. 3 years mitawani league alingat lakmakan nakin alingun nak pressure ula pichtikalre ang kalre nakneil nakneira wikam nun sun nunam nun sun apasok suko. Unangok amaska sibulik pigaok wangkun ng ilgan nakslagnutan na pinlikak Юурнга куяакаагфта хонкун нсеренакнаакэлрикунгу таам кингуунган хокан кинлаанга амаска камахлунни every year схасха аюукэлрис 1991 гулуку конпун ятаах маарлута таваатн катам next year 1991 гунакнилук Ген пиюлре тавав октавилуне куза.
My name is Conrad Uziba. Лалурам гэтимнга доктор кэткай уонга. Уонга Finnish Hanning in Matana Land Claim Settlement Act. A ten tara dara ulap sugo. Lee Kmalu Kuseria Klusuna. Dirak Trayakum. Ulal Rema Summon Ra Tawabra Yok Re Yang Tanang or a time nga Nang Nakal Rehua Summoktarat Kangita Kiyanga Ilangita Share Tinga Akikna Yokati Nunang ait mana apa so na yukat? Ipapika yupig ni amas ka pinling ulay kutwa natin ilagan kama ato ksakan nga magna iayawim ta. Atok lagit nga Simon Rani. Huangam niso tay mga oma takista kaw. Ito nga nasalakal nga 20 years nguyal kay iwala nga takista kaw. Panin nga natin na Pinaitun bisak ka mga kayok na kungkuh na nga asko ko naksakani. Nagkina kayo sinres kangin ko. Iwala nga nga dasa nalilang nga pibiyak po ta kwa rupasa ilang ita Makuta ilamta natin statek suko nakin leik nakak suko pika ngata naskuviek ngata rabas natin na pisakam wanga leikis ka eif nes ko na ayok maana kek kakaka Sabila mapas kadun tawat na 35 settlement mantika malre yukso ko 5,000 dana tawat na yuwa ulah kagal re aknigan ramsama tukuk takakang Sekarang atas semuanya tawan ni, ikhne atas semuanya. Lagi kakak. Kata mak. Lalu nam kut mak kut iak suku. Lagi nak sesuatu. Ungku dia yubi ni iak iak dah put nak amik suku sama itu bersikai uak. Lepaslah. Lek nak semni tak kau ni 2,000 munga ulang lalu ni years macam iwa New York sebut tawat kaf tu tak lek semni semua atau kumang itu ada nak kena asyik tegak Maka perlu wak aduk kat kek kama hanga meriah ka aduk kat ngah dasa tau kucibu lera puta tawat na Ngayta, pimangi siya kata kung kuta awi na yakto. Sibuli ramta Nabaga nunayin tuut kaksakat ho. Abiin hayahtukut hongkut. Aflinga kakhla kaakaat nunayin. Ngaadal. Kanlingo kuna snechtlim ni kekha khakhbatu na Ula bihlikhil nga dasa. Tamana ning lusu sakhtraak. Ndakso ilang ita iho makkang ita. Samavaga ayumik tasak pigak lumuna ayuksuki. Tamakus tasak kliutil reita. Natna sivuliera puta kiaksimata. Tawa anang ukawuta imatajimak. Kinlanga yoka tukuksasana. Ntakuna ang yakpaka ukawaga tagiya gusimana. Tukuhlaka ako. Kayuhlaka. Tamanin ng loso ni tama. Ang yakpagura ka sa mga. Tamanin ako. Kung aking ulis na kan ka ng loso ko sa tama. At asira, bisaka. Natinasak sa kumtuko. Kwa. Kingun rota nuna rota ona tawa atuana yakangata abakutam ta storm tanango lekska Wani yuwanak sa mga ehnes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Conrad Oziva mentioned that through listening and on meetings, working at other places, have made him gain knowledge of what we call today as Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. He believes that the time frame of 20 years is too short. And the main concern, again, that might lead towards the loss of land, again, is shares. He believes that these shares, which will be alienable in 1991, could be the major factor of our future years. He also mentioned the education of our elders was not the Western way, but the way that our people lived in the past. And with the education of these people, that we have come this far. So far, by working a little on our own, on ANCSA, we also gained a little so far by doing our own studies. He also mentioned about the past. The population of St. Lawrence Island at one time was 35 settlements with 5,000 people. But a lot of those people, out of those 5,000, died when contact from the outside came, and along with them came disease. that wiped out the population of St. Lawrence Island. But he's really gaining knowledge through digs and excavations. Everything that was made here, tools, hunting equipment, are being studied in universities and other places, which tells about our past. Everything was handmade by our people. If our forefathers haven't done this, we wouldn't be here. If they had given this land to other people, we wouldn't be here. They took good care of this land. And the digs shows how our people have lived. They came a long way because we are still here. One thing he mentioned, if we can get it, is to how to make this last. If we can make it last, our grandchildren and others to come can also use it.
Thank you, Mr. Oziva. Sure. Yeah. Would you mind asking it here so it goes on the mic?
My name is Edna Apatiki again, and I have a question for Judge Berger. What is the, I went to Northwest Territories in 1978, I had friends over there, and they were then talking about the Native Land Claim Settlement Act over there. How far has it gone with the land claims issue over in Canada?
Well, the dealing with the Northwest Territories, that's a very big area. Much bigger than Alaska, but the government of Canada is negotiating with the Eskimos and the Indians who live there, and the first land claim settlement was made this summer, and it was signed in June by the Eskimos of the Mackenzie Delta. That's on the Arctic Ocean, and that came into force in August 1984, just 2 months ago, and it. There are other settlements being negotiated with bigger groups of Indians and Eskimos in the Northwest Territories, but this is the first settlement that has been made. And it's, there are 2,700 Eskimos, Inuvialuit, they are related to the Inupiat, and they have a very, well, they have a settlement that would interest you, I think. Did you want me to? I can explain this. Do you want me to stop and?
No,
okay. I'm just trying to make this as clear as I can. First of all, they got 38,000 square miles in fee simple. So they got quite a lot of land in fee simple. And they get both the surface and the subsurface. But it's not held by a corporation. It's held by the what they call the Inuit Trust, the Eskimo Trust. And every child, well, everybody becomes a member of the trust and has
even
a...
Even those that are born after?
Right. Well, it was only in August that it came into force. I guess there may not be that many born since, but... Who knows? But those born after, well, as soon as, when you die, your certificate is canceled. You can't pass it on to your children. But, of course, your children, as they are born, automatically become members of the trust. They receive a certificate of trust. So it goes on from generation to generation, it is in that sense like a tribe. You become a member when you're born, you cease to be a member when you die, and it isn't split up into shares that are passed on, and you know, somebody with 10 children can only give his children 10 shares each, somebody with 2 children can give them 50 shares each, and as each generation passes under your system, the shareholdings become split up and unequal. But the other thing is that the government of Canada agreed that they would never impose a property tax on the land held in fee simple, provided it was used for subsistence. That is, if they decided they wanted the oil companies to come in and look for oil, and they found oil, then they'd have to pay taxes. But as long as it's used for subsistence, it'll never be taxed. They also did this. They have their land in fee simple, but on other land that goes, that is 3 times as large, 3 times, it's 80,000 square miles beyond, they have the exclusive right to take muskox and polar bear and grizzly bear. In other words, they are the only people who can hunt those animals over that whole area of 80,000 square miles. And they also have a subsistence preference, but it is it is ethnically based. That is, the subsistence preference is only for Eskimos over that larger 80,000 square mile area. So that's a settlement that the people there seem to think is quite a good one. And the emphasis is not just on getting land in fee simple, but on having access to subsistence resources beyond the actual land. So they also are to have a share in the management of the fish and game. Now, that was just came into force 2 months ago, but it's... in many ways, a useful precedent, I think.
I have a couple other questions. Was there any kind of feasibility study done before the prior to?
Well, in a way, I did the feasibility study.
Right.
I was there for 3 years
uh-huh.
in that area and hold meetings like this one
uh-huh.
in all those villages, and I made recommendations to the government. Now. The native people improved on many of those recommendations, and they got a very, quite a good settlement. Now, but you know, those people were able to look at the Alaska settlement and to say, well, we don't want shareholding corporations, and we don't want to be taxed, and we don't want our children left out. So they were able to go to the government of Canada and say, look, we don't want that. This is what we want. And the other thing is, that because, you see, in Canada, most of the land that Indians hold and Eskimos hold is held in trust by the federal government, just like your reservation was here before ANCSA. And so this settlement that was made in August, just 2 months ago, the Eskimos didn't want to be under the supervision of the federal government, so that's why they set up the Eskimo Trust instead of holding it in the what you would call an IRA. The land isn't held by the federal government in trust for the Eskimos. They hold it in trust for themselves, and it is provided that they can never sell it. So they're not supervised by the federal government, except they wanted the law to say they could never sell it, except to Inuit, except to Eskimos. So there are a lot of other settlements being negotiated in Canada, and they're all complicated, but that's the most recent one, and it is a kind of an interesting one.
Thank you. I have many questions, but I'll... We say Canada here for Canada. Canada Ahmed you be good when good to Nunang light om you Nunang Nunang Sivo before they got Nunang Nunang Sivokludung Nunang Bagilata om you Kayusit Kake Lee Kwana Loko Sangwa Natin Ilanak Pinitanga. This summer, me August of 1984, was it? Canada
Thank you. The maybe I could just tell you that. Do you have a? There's a in a much bigger area of the Northwest Territories, where there are about. 25,000 Eskimos. They are negotiating with the government now, but they want their own province, their own territory. And the government has agreed to divide the Northwest Territories so that one half will really be an Eskimo territory. In fact, the Eskimos have chosen the name Nunavut, our land. Do you have the same word? And that... The government has agreed in principle to that, but that's not, they still have a lot of things to work out. How are they going to govern it? They want a, for instance, they want to have a Senate of elders who would have a veto on legislation, and they want all kinds of things like that that they've got to negotiate, and it will take them a long time to negotiate it, but it's, and of course, in Scandinavia, in Norway, it's interesting that in there are in the world there are about 100,000 Eskimos living in four countries: Siberia, Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. Well, the Samis or Lap people, there are about 100,000 of them living in Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And in Norway, where most of them live, about 40,000, a commission just reported this year to the government about the rights of the Sami, because they had been asking for self-determination, and the commission recommended that the Sami, or the Laps, I don't know what you call them here, there are some who live in Alaska, that they have their own national Sami parliament, and it would advise the Norwegian parliament, and that there be local Sami councils set up where the people live with governmental powers. So I just mention this to show that these things are happening in all over the world. Yeah, pretty hard.
Canada Ahmed Snitlo, you be it, one good stung off with a land claim similar. Down in a snit, the land claims not a second if to Yvrewaluku, Brichtum Maluku, land claiming Nakamas a Picacumacan. One goods to Nayokan Rail to Tarnoha, but one good in 1971 and King Owen in Ashokata, Lalurum Kum Government Sashani Avang, availing with Avangil. Canada made you pay it. Government could say that Kuzi to Tmalut and Lee could Malut and Pimalret. Tarnoha Kamakhun Yashil Ray, Snitney Canada made you pay it, shareholder. Shareholder mo yakin lang at tukos kamin. Tukon ko mukni tao may nakawero na mukni ng tao shares ng ita kay ukut king ulo kay taskil kay kamakso ni automatically shares ng kayo ftok na kan kung kutsun man ukan ni Alaska. Nutan ako kung kakaugust mi nunang kaksimal kita takot McKenzie-chmid. Akuzi tutmaalutin kavamukushkait naqamasa liigi kutmaalutin land claiming askaqsimaakang. Hua Northwest Territory ngulga Northwest Territory Canada malinguq. Yupigita taakukut kavamukushkait akuzi alakkut kumaayak mahtiki Northwest Territory avugiluku binaqaqaftat avishkataakna Yupirit nito nakakaftat. Yupirit ay ilga nakakaftat. Dawang ay nak... Kungkots dun 20-year period ngitiftot. Taxin na ngitiftot. Wutkungok kungkots dun mani naknerevik kumuhtiho kiyawasik kumuhtiho taxin na ngitiftot. Wutku taxi yakakfta tawa sangwa ulima kumuktuhu maning lasi kakla kumuktuhu tawa wutku tawani taxi yakakfta. Kinkunun alungunak tawa nginak akikis nani waas luftuk nunangat. Wutku kun tawa yupil wut nginakamuknun akikis akakfta tawa. Ilgan nga at pinipiktuftukasal. Ntakon Wangkuta, Alaska, Khmeni, Ukani, Alaska, Yupiri, Skapa Walut, and Atten Land Claim, Quatten, and Nacht Snakutang, and good Lirik Maluku, Land Claim, Malred with.
My name is Linda Tungian. I am 23 years old and currently I'm the vice mayor for the city of Gamble. I was on the IRA council. Well, I still am until the 15th, but I'm out of it now. Well, I was not planning on testifying today, but hearing all the concerns of my people, I decided to. When I was in school, I was not taught about the land claims issue. If I was, I was not aware of it. Seeing the young people testifying today made me feel good to know that they are aware and is considering such a complex issue. They ought to learn all they can about land claims because it is their birthright. Like Conrad said, what I know about land claims today, I learned through attending meetings and traveling. In my opinion, the Alaska Natives have inherent rights to the whole state of Alaska as an indigenous people. When America bought Alaska from Russia, the leaders then realized what a vast country Alaska was. They then thought of different ways to take control of the land the Alaska Natives thought they owned or had inherent right to. But because of the Natives' stubbornness, they could not take control. To me, ANCSA was a last resort of Congress or whoever concerned to take control of Native lands. They may finally take control after 1991 when Native stocks are available for sale. One thing I know for sure is no one will take or buy my stock without my knowledge. My stock and my land are my heredity and birthright as an Alaska Native. ANCSA was passed and is in existence today, whether we like it or not. We, the natives and non-natives alike, must work together in this most complex issue in order to make the act work for the natives and others concerned. I would like to thank you, Judge Berger, in your effort to help the Alaska Natives through these hearings you are conducting. Who knows, Congress may amend ANCSA in the future to benefit the Alaska Natives more through the results of your report. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uskova. Nagat kasi ako dilre. Ako dinalo ni pingun resak petok anrami. Tawong ina naga sakmeni ki ako dislesi. Ako di yu mismasukasi maka. Iga yalo ni. Apokto sa kasakit of the land claims tamani. Apokto ka kumi. Nasukang o kapokto sa kasakit. Schapper Yakmeniki, Anglin had honor me a cozy street. Binere Yucht Simakang at Lee Sakmeniki, Lee Simakarach, but at land claims among Pisitang. Sunango, a portolet king of Suna, Kamachluki, land claim among Lee Naxkluki, Lee Naxkasuku, Samung Pisitang. Ayok sa kisngit nun ayok mula. Sumukta ka sa kami ni Alaska Miupiri. Kamaktong haalotong rightly good state ka nun Alaska. Yupiri nilo ki Alaska. America's kaalam ng tukfeo kami ko Alaska Rosemong. Ilagas at lisa kat natin ang katang Alaska ang talinga. Sumukta kat lalurum kat natin tuwos ka Alaska nunang. Natin ilagat ko muhtuhos ngit nun biyak kaluk. Tawang inak yupiri Alaskam lesi makakangat tuun sakit kangat. Lesi makakangat ahkaruk sa kimas ngita ilgat kangat kinlang a land claim sa pinlis kan. Sangani Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act kingulik piga o nanrekos ka kangursam. Nalaman kit na lingunag nunang nakutkishan ng apasok suko. Nunang ire nakasak tama na alas kakmit yupirita nunag sakangit. Ntakon ngok tuwuk sivzakslakat 1991 ng kingungan ng stock sa putakik sa kaktikat. Tasa kali si Makangok ipapik kapiklo ko. Kito malungunangok. Kito raka malungunak tugunan kita, tukfiranan kita as ng stock. Stock nga nalagamang nunanga. Singan Anglis to say ka mani asko sek ka anglit ka Alaska Native ngulon. Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act passed kalre anra me pang khlonya yok. Binek ngamt khu sgalak ngamt khu saluku bilkhu Pasadena yokla. Yupiu yang amta. Yupiu nresang amta. Tawat kusuta. Kapkhan nakstang o kamaksuta kring amta. Fawag piyak na lremon lingat la. Pisak kaman. Ilrastes Kachts Kaslukungo, Benitin, Konkuta Biuk Simpton, Biuk Simpton, Acta. Yam Sakayu Wicks away, Taco Judge Berger and good Nanrekol rate, Kayusarin, Akotkil rate, Alaska, Yupiran, and Ayoklin, and India Mingan. What in hearing and rate. Nunaan ng tako o kamok ng kamok sa tingkot ng pangkot sa tungak. Nagat ngayit, alas kami yupiri, hindi ako mingi. Kayo sa rin nakasakit. Nasukak po nung tawangin ang wanta ko ni Tari na pinayang at pinafet na yakto talas ka ni Dave sa Agani Sivum ni report man report to ko me leak komang akam ko met natin watin hearing at kayo sa reshit.
Good evening. My name is John Wari. I'm from the village of Savunga. And I'd like to ask you a question first, if I may, Judge Berger, on what this review will accomplish. Will this review in any way open any doors that ANSCA may be amended or revised through congressional actions?
Well, it may or it may not. Congress has amended ANCSA three or four times since 1971, so there's no reason why they won't amend it again. The Inuit Circumpolar Conference felt that with 13 years experience of ANCSA, and 8 years to go to 1991, it was a good time to go around the whole of Alaska and see what people thought about it. And out of that discussion by people at meetings like this, it was thought that views of Alaska Natives, what they want to do about all this, would emerge. And I've noticed that myself just in the 8 months that we've been traveling around the state and getting people to talk at these meetings, that there's a lot of discussion going on, and I think that that people are starting to think pretty hard about it. But I don't promise anything except that I will finish traveling around the state, holding the hearings. I will write my report and send it to you, mm-hmm. and of course to the others, and then it's up to Alaska Natives to decide where they want to go. My report will be based on what you tell me. It's not something that I'll dream up on my own, and then you make what use of it you can. I think it's really going to be up to you at that stage.
I think, yeah, with all the observations that have been made, a lot of issues are, there are a lot of emotional issues at hand where the land, the birthright, the Aboriginal rights are at stake, and clauses within the law that there is nothing for after birth, where you have children born after 1971 with no rights at all whatsoever under under ANSCA. And listening to your report on the Canadian Eskimos and this review commission that you're doing. This is what our state should have done, or our people should have done 20 years ago when we were in the process of passing ANSCA.
Well, except that you were the pioneers, you know, mm-hmm. and all these other people in Canada and other countries have benefited from looking at some of the things that didn't work out very well here. Mm-hmm. But they have also learned from some of the things that happened here. For instance, in northern Quebec, I don't know whether you're familiar with Canada's geography, but the Eskimos there, who occupy a big part of that province, they made their settlement with Canada back in 1975, and they decided they liked the idea of native people going into business, as, and you had not so much your corporation here because you didn't receive money, but on the other corporations in Alaska received money and went into business. So the Eskimos from James Bay in northern Quebec in 1975, they came over here and they wanted to go into business, and the government of Canada gave them I think it was $130 million, and there's about 5,000 Eskimos in northern Quebec, so that was a pretty good settlement. They also got land in fee simple and hunting rights and fishing rights and so on, but they looked at Alaska and they saw that some of the corporations here were spending all their money on, and some of them were making bad investments. So they said to the government of Canada, well, we think this ANCSA is a good idea because Eskimos should learn how to go into business. But we want you to provide that